Chazak Baruch, Boker Tov, good morning. Just continuing with some of the halachot pertaining to Netilat Yadayim. There is an interesting halacha that there are certain instances, not regarding when you wake up in the morning, but certain instances when you do certain things, a person is required to wash their hands. So we'll go through the halacha where those instances would apply. Number one, if a person cuts their nails, you cut your nails or you cut your hair, you get a haircut, after you do those things, you should wash your hands. If a person touches a dirty part of their body or touches a body part that's usually covered, that's dirty, under their shirt, you know, where things are that usually aren't as clean, person should wash their hands. Person touches their shoes, their socks, their feet. If a person engaged in marital relations, if a person scratches his scalp, if a person cleaned, let's say, his nose or his ear, not using an item, but used his fingers, you should wash your hands, you should clean your hands. If a person went into a cemetery or got close to a dead body, if a person walks into a bathroom and comes out, or into a shower and comes out and the like, all of these instances, a person is supposed to wash their hands. Now, this is what the halakha is. Now, what about with a cup? Do you have to use a cup for all of these instances? So according to the letter of the law, you're not necessarily required to use a cup. For all of these instances, if a person touches somewhere that he needed to wash his hands, you just have to wash your hands for cleanliness. Make sure you keep your hands clean. All of these instances, you go under a sink, you wash your hands well, and you keep your hands clean. There is a custom that when walking out of a cemetery, we generally wash our hands using a cup three times, and we leave our hands wet. We don't dry our hands. That's usually the minhag, and that's the proper custom that we keep up until today. But for all other aspects, a person who, let's say for example, even he just walks into a restroom and walks out, he doesn't even use the restroom, but technically according to the letter of the law, he's still supposed to wash his hands because the restroom is a place that has impurity. It's dirty. It's not a clean place. So when you walk out of any of these dirty places, or you touch any of these dirty places, according to halakha, you're supposed to wash your hands under the sink in order to make sure you keep the highest level of cleanliness. When doing so, Bezal Hashem, you keep yourselves clean, and Hashem, Bezal Hashem, will always make sure to give you bracha in the cleanest way possible. Have a great day.